This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Philip Blonde, the director of Respublica, joins us. Philip, having spent a day at that care home, I believe I fully understand the lunacy at the centre of the system, which you've identified in your report, where are the thousands of thousands of old people in hospitals when they don't need to be in hospitals, and they're just using up that space, and which others desperately need, because the space can't be found for them in care homes, or the funding can't be found for them in care homes. How do you propose to square that circle?
Yeah, well, it's as you say, there's a lunacy in the heart of the system, and what we at Respublica have come up with is a very simple idea, and it's just this, that actually the money that we spend keeping people in hospitals. Now, remember, roughly speaking, a bed in a hospital in what's called an acute setting costs over three times as much as a bed in residential care.
I understand that. Let's stop you there. Who pays that then? That comes from the NHS
Trust.
That
comes from the NHS. That's funded by taxation. Now, the difficulty is who pays for local authority care if you're supported by public funds? It's local authorities. Now, the money for local authorities is capped, but the money for NHS spending isn't. And what this does is produce a real perversity, or as you call it, a lunacy, both are apt words to describe it, whereby it's easier to keep people in expensive beds in hospital than it is to move them to into less expensive beds in the social care system. And that's because at the moment local authorities have an incredibly limited amount of money to spend on supporting old and frail people, you know, our parents, our aunts, our uncles, and putting them into care homes.
So it's about the cap. So inevitably, if there's a cap on local authority funding but not on NHS funding, then the expenditure will gravitate to wherever there isn't the cap.
Well, quite. And what we argue is actually this is an extraordinarily wasteful use of public money. We're essentially arguing for a reallocation. So what we want to create is what we call, you know, a fast discharge fund. We calculate in the next 5 years, from 2015-16 up to 2020, we calculate that we will spend $3.3 billion on keeping people in hospital who should be discharged. Now, if we actually put them at the current cost in the care home sector, that would cost around £835 million. Now, roughly speaking, it's not a saving because it's within the same system, but roughly speaking, that means we've got £2.2 billion that we could use to completely stop this mad system.
Okay, so who funds the Better Care Fund?
The Better Care Fund, well, it's complex. So the government recognised in the statement by the Chancellor that there wasn't enough money in the social care system. So it proposed two things. It proposed an increase in council tax, so your local council could raise council tax by 2%, and it also proposed a $1.5 billion increase in what's called the Better Care Fund. However, nobody thinks that's sufficient. We know that about half the money that the government anticipates will be raised, less than $1 billion, the government thought $2 billion by council tax, and the Better Care Fund is incredibly bureaucratic and loses about 40% of its funding. So the care system is still in crisis, and the remedies we have won't stop the boat sinking, if you will. Now, what we argue is that we should ring fence the money in the NHS that is currently being spent on people who don't need to be in hospital.
Is it possible to ring fence that? Is the accounting available to do
that? Every academic, everybody who looks at the system knows that because all of our chronic care and all our community care are highly dysfunctional, everybody ends up in hospitals. And it's absolutely crucial that we start to move money out of hospitals to better, more intermediate or community forms of care. Now, it's important not just to save money, but it's important for people. We know, for instance, that being in hospital is just about the worst place for people to be. I even heard a doctor this morning tell me that actually if a person spends a week in hospital, they age biologically by over a year. Some people argue it's longer. So we've got to get people out of hospital. Now, what we argue is we ring fence that money and we give the clinical commissioning groups, they're the people who purchase care, the ability to control that money and use that money to send people into care homes. And we want these this money not to just go at the level at which people arrive with public funds at the moment, because we don't think that's enough. We need to upgrade the care homes. Many of them are dire. You wouldn't want your own parents in there or your own relatives in there. We need to inject more money into this sector to improve skills and staffing and equipment to create what's called step down or intermediate care. And we think this roughly 2.4 billion can be better used accompanying these patients when they move from hospital into residential or nursing care, depending how severe the problems are. And then they will get better. They'll get better quicker and they can either go home, or they can indeed be kept within a care setting that means that problems won't intensify such that they go back to hospital. I think this is very simple. It's very clear. And what we want to do is essentially give somebody else power to control that NHS budget so that so they can discharge.
So it's spent most cost effectively instead of putting the wrong place. Okay, just stay with us for a second, because Robert Holman is going to join us at 91. Recently spent time in a hospital bed. A hospital bed that you didn't need, Robert.
That's right. For the last couple of weeks, I was sitting at the side of the bed. My objection to what you're talking about is the term bed blockers. They are human beings who should be treated with respect and dignity. Owing to cuts, more cuts and cuts, the beautiful convalescent hospitals were all closed down to pay for futile war weapons. So much for this land fit for heroes that we fought and worked for. Yeah. We are a multicultural society, but there's no colours in these places. No. They are living with their pen.
OK, so eventually you left the hospital, but you still haven't got accommodation in a care home, have you?
No. I'm in transfer from hospital to one of these care, four-season care homes.
So kind of a respite home.
That's right, because I still cannot walk properly without a Zimmer and frightened of falling, so to speak. I'm still unbalanced.
Okay. So when will you get something sorted out permanently?
Well, my nephew is working on it now in the background, but it's a long process.
Yeah. Listen, Robert, thanks for that, and I promise you I personally won't be using the term bed blocker again. You're quite right. It is offensive.
It is so offensive. It makes me vexed.
Yes.
A human being can call another human being a bed blocker.
Okay. No, you're right. Well, I personally stand for corrected. I can't speak for the whole corporation, but I'll see what I can do. But Robert, all the best. Thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you for your kindness.
All the best. That's Robert Holman, and say hello to your nephew for us too. Let's just go back to the think tanker from Respublica. Philip, I know you know what you're on to talk about. It's a good point about the term bed blocker, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a really ugly term. There are relatives, and what else can they do? You know, they're human beings. Many of them have fought in the war, fought for this country. But I think the point that Robert made is well made. It's a terrifying situation. So you've got an old person who's ready to leave. You've got, you know, their relatives. In Robert's case, I think he said it was his cousin or nephew who was trying to help. They're phoning round. Nobody probably has space. They've also got, at the same time as they find space, they've got to get the local authority to say, yes, we'll fund him or her. Now, if there's no space, then there's nothing that Robert can do. He's staying in hospital. Yeah. And then if there's no funding, there's nothing Robert can do. So what we're trying to say is give somebody in the hospital the power and the budget to say he's going, he's funded.
All they can say is here's the funding for Care Home X. The place, assuming the place is there, God willing, then the hospital has the funding to pay for it instead of the local authority going into battle
for it. Yeah, and if you create the funding, and you know what hospitals are like, they will create a relationship with the care home. They'll say to the care home, upgrade your staff, upgrade your facilities, and we'll send you. Okay. And they will be able to rely on that. And then these new providers will enter the market, and that will create a system that frees these hospital beds, because hospitals are approaching 95% occupancy, which is dangerous and expensive.
Thank you very much indeed for your time. Philip Blond, Director of Respublica.